In this bulletin, the United Kingdom's mass vaccination program begins against coronavirus. Australia extends its ban on cruise ships. And in sport, Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton says he's staying positive and feeling better since being diagnosed with COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Australia is extending its ban on cruise ships for 3 more months because of the overseas coronavirus risk. The suspension of domestic and international cruises was due to end this week, but it'll continue until mid-March. The Ruby Princess cruise ship disaster in New South Wales led to 28 deaths, and an inquiry found health officials made inexplicable decisions. Some limitations on outbound international air travel are also being extended. The United Kingdom has become the first Western country to start mass vaccinations after British regulators approved a COVID-19 shot developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. The UK launched its COVID-19 vaccination program on Tuesday, with the British Health Secretary Matt Hancock calling the rollout positive. The program is likely to show other countries how to manage the task of vaccinating billions of people against coronavirus after 1.5 million deaths globally. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has told Channel 7 this program is a positive development, but Australia is in a different situation.
We are progressing through our own approval processes, the vaccine, which we hope to conclude by the end of January. And all things going well, if the vaccine is safe and effective, then it will be distributed to the community from March.
Britain has 800,000 doses of the vaccine, with the first shots being injected into people aged over 80 years and nursing home staff. Tasmania has recorded 3 new coronavirus cases from a repatriation flight as the state prepares to welcome more international passengers. The woman and 2 children arrived on Sunday from Delhi, India, and they've been sent to the Royal Hobart Hospital for further assessment. Premier Peter Gutwin says he expected COVID-19 cases in hotel quarantine, and 2 more repatriation flights will soon arrive in Tasmania.
They're being cared for in isolation at the Royal Hobart Hospital, and full infection prevention and control measures are in place to protect staff and other patients. As all international arrivals have been treated as potentially positive COVID cases since arrival, with robust infection prevention and control measures in place at all times.
Victoria has reached 40 days without any new coronavirus cases and no further deaths recorded. The state's revamped hotel quarantine program restarted this week for overseas travelers to spend 14 days in isolation. It's the first time international flights have landed in Victoria since June, with 1,120 arrivals expected each week. The Australian Council of Trade Unions is worried a proposed industrial relations bill overhauling enterprise bargaining will harm workers' wages and conditions. The government hopes the reforms being introduced to Parliament today will mend the system and change how the Fair Work Commission reviews agreements. But ACTU Secretary Sally McManus has told SBS News the independent umpire Fair Work will be weakened and workers will likely be worse off if the bill passes.
Extremely disappointing. It is pretty clear that what the government is proposing is allowing employers to cut people's wages and using the excuse of the pandemic to do so.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson will travel to Belgium in the hopes of achieving a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Commission. On Wednesday, Mr. Johnson will continue talks with President Ursula von der Leyen as the Brexit transition period nears its end. UK Minister Michael Gove and the European Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic already reached an agreement on border checks and trading rules for Northern Ireland. These discussions are separate from trade talks, which remain deadlocked, but it's hoped the progress will improve negotiations between the party. The Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse and Neglect of People with Disability has heard youth employees can face barriers when their cultural identity isn't fully embraced at work. This week's hearings are examining workplace discrimination, First Nations people with a disability, those who are culturally and linguistically diverse, as well as the LGBTQIA+ community. Jess Mitchell from the not-for-profit group Children and Young People with Disability Australia told the hearing young employees want acceptance of their unique background.
This was something that they wanted to be celebrated and promoted within the workforce, but often it was not. And often people ran into barriers of it being something that would cause them to not experience positive experiences in employment.
Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton says he's experienced one of his hardest weeks in some time after contracting COVID-19. The world champion missed the Sakhir Grand Prix after his diagnosis a week ago. The Briton has posted a message of support online to fans, reminding them to stay positive in difficult times.
Just been focusing on recovering and trying to get back in shape so I can get back in the car and race the final race in Abu Dhabi. I woke up today feeling great and got my first workout in.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, possible early shower or storm, 36 degrees. Adelaide, a sunny 27. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 25. Hobart, a late shower or two, 22 degrees. Canberra, a sunny 25. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 22 degrees. Sydney, a sunny 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 25 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 28. Cairns, a shower or two at 34. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 35 degrees.